This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good morning, gardeners.
And clouds of white.
It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day out there. A little crisp, but it's going to warm up and be nice today. So it's a good day to get out in the garden. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, the other day I got home from work, and there was a package at the house, and I opened it up. I found this T-shirt that I'm wearing that actually has the lyrics from Louis Armstrong's It's a Wonderful World. And my mom had sent me a picture of it the other day, said, oh, I got one for me, and not for me, for her. And, you know, it was pretty cool. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. And then this showed up, and it was like, oh. Wow, perfect. You know, end of the day, long day, but that makes everything just smile. So it was, it's my new Sunday morning shirt, and it's pretty cool. It's got the lyrics on there. I love it. So it's a nice way to start the morning. Hearing Louis Armstrong is a great way to start the show each and every hour. So give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we've been talking about a few different things here, and one of the things we had talked about earlier was a tomato plant looking that lime green, not the yellow. And so there was that wondering, okay, is it dying or what's going on? And it seems like it had more of an iron deficiency. And there's a liquid product out there called liquid iron from Bonide that really helps green up any of that yellowing, that lime green look to plants. And it's not just for vegetables. You can use on the lawn, trees and shrubs. It can also be applied as a foliar spray or a soil drench. So it's either or. But it's really good one to have. The liquid iron, it, you know, if you think about that, the first real name that comes to mind that I learned was ironite. Ironite had a liquid form that you could use. This is the same thing, really. But it's a good one to use to green up the lawns, the gardens, the trees and shrubs. Now, if you're looking for like a granular form of the iron, Milorganite is one of the go-tos on there that has some iron to help feed the lawn, and it also has some fertilizer in it as well to help fertilize the area. So it's a really good one when you're looking granular-wise to help green up a lawn if you're having some of those iron-type deficiencies. So if you're looking to add something, that's one to use as well. So just have me thinking about some different things, and this would definitely be a good one to look at. Now, tomorrow is the the last day that they say a frost could hit in the this part of New England where I am in Massachusetts. So tomorrow's a good day to get out there, maybe get some of the plants out into the yard, your vegetables, some of the annuals that have, you know, been in and out. Maybe it's a good time to leave them out. It's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow, so it's really going to be well to be out there. So if you're getting out there, you're planting them up, use some good soil. Some of the best soil out there is from Espoma. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma is a natural in the garden since 1929. We're going to go right back to the phone line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pat in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, it's the problem with my rhododendrons. I've had some beautiful ones. I have old plants, and they came through fine through the winter. But the young plants, I don't know what's happened to them. I don't know whether they're dead and need to be cut back. Will they come up? But the leaves all curled, got brown, now they're falling off. Is there any hope for them?
Well, so a lot of evergreens had some damage this early spring from the winter. Is it just the top that has started to die, or is it all the whole plant that has kind of turned brown?
I have some that the whole plant is, and then some that the very bottom leaves, the probably about 6 inches up from the ground, are still green.
Yeah, so it seems like you had a lot of winter damage that has killed some of these rhododendrons. Take a look at the bark. Put your fingernail into the bark and see if it's green underneath there. And maybe it's just been completely shocked by this this winter that we had. If it's brown underneath there, it has died from the winter. The winter kind of picked and choosed what it actually killed. It wasn't always small plants or big, big evergreens. My parents' house in Maine, they had a rhododendron that we had put in the ground in the early 90s, mid-90s, so about like 95, let's say, and it died over the winter. Mm. There's a rhododendron right next to it that was planted at the same time. That's still alive and fine.
That's the way with mine. Some of them in between have died, especially the white ones. They died. Should I cut them? Oh, I know I'm going to. Some of them are real old. Some of the branches are maybe 2 inches through. Am I going to be able to scratch through them and see if they're alive? Or
you should be able to scratch the bark. It's just a thin layer on the outside.
Oh.
You're just really trying to get a light scratch into the bark there. You'll be able to tell right away. It might be squishy. Okay. If it's squishy, it's probably not going to be alive there. For the ones that are alive, and you can cut them back to try to get there, but it might do some shock to those plants. You want to use Holly Tone to help rejuvenate mm-hmm. them if they are worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, a lot of the damage we had over the winter has killed a lot of evergreens. I don't know if it's a combination of the way the weather was this winter. We didn't really have snow till late again. The temperatures were up and down temperature-wise. There was no real cold snap that stayed for a long period of time that kept the ground at the same temperature. Also, with the amount of water that we've had, the rain that was in the ground and sitting there, maybe that had some aspects to it. Maybe too much water this spring just from the rain. I don't really have the complete answer of it, but a lot of it is winter damage.
Okay, well, I will scratch the surface and probably maybe cut them back a little bit where they look too bad.
Alrighty.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. It's a beautiful day to get out there in the garden. Maybe, you know, get out there now when it's a little bit cool. So by the end of the day, it's going to warm up. I know yesterday I had to reapply sunscreen multiple times. It was so warm. The sun was blazing down. And so, you know, the later it got in the day, you know, midday it got warmer, then it cooled down again. Maybe those are the times to be doing the work. So definitely take a look at getting out there either this morning or later in the day. So, you know, it's a good thing to have all this sun. It's a good thing to have this warmth. You're going to start to see a lot of growth on different plants. See what they're made of. Maybe some of these, you know, some of the rhododendrons starting to pop here and there. I know my rhododendrons in the front of my house are still tight. The buds are tight. Usually have started to push at this point, but they're pretty tight. We'll start to see that overnight almost, especially with the 80-degree weather coming on Monday. A lot of that, those warm temperatures will push some of these blooms, so you'll start to see some more flowering in the yard and on the streets as you're driving by. So it's another burst of spring, and it's going to start to look even better out there. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be back after the break here to answer more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned, and we'll see you on the other side.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're going to go right back into the phone line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Judy in Elgin, Illinois.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. We live about 46 miles northwest of Chicago, and we've had two big unusual snows in April. One was real heavy, and I have holly that's about 30 years old in my backyard that's facing east and then a little bit south also, but we have a fence, so it's kind of protected. But after those two snows in April, it was like a thaw and a freeze. And twice, it was like every 2 weeks we got one. My holly, I used to be able to buy this spray, but I didn't find it last fall. It's like a wax type spray. But I'm just wondering if these holly are at the end of their, you know, life, because they're 30 years old. I do have a newer one, and that one survived a lot better. But I've got a lot of brownout. I'm not sure if I should cut that off or if I should just give up on these and start over, because they are pretty old. So I wonder if you have any thoughts on that.
Now, you said how much browning was there on the plant?
It's pretty extensive on the two that are the oldest. I mean, I mean, there's plenty of green, too, actually. But on the newest one, which is a little bit more out in front, facing east, but lots of protection, that one looks, like, really good. I mean, there's hardly any brown on that. I would say I would be taking off about a third, maybe a little less on the older ones if I cut off all the brown. I've done it in other years. But I wonder if you know about, you know, this spray wax, if you've ever heard of that, because it seems like that was a good protection, but I can't find it in any of the garden places.
So that wax coating that goes on it is called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop by Bonide. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple different products out there, but that's what you'd be looking for to spray your evergreens with.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing you do need to do with this is it's usually like a double application. You usually put it like end of October, early November, and it usually lasts for about 60 to 90 days, which puts you right in the middle of January.
Right.
Now, the downfall of all this is it has to be about 40 degrees or warmer for it to be applied, so it will stick onto the leaves. We usually have that warm-up. There's a random warm-up that like happens like every January for a couple days and every February for a couple days late these past few years, and you'd be able to spray it again to help keep everything protected. Now, as far as the plants that you have with some dead, now, if it's a third of it, that's actually would be fine because a third is what is recommended when you prune anything to go by a third. So your plants might actually be good to save. You know, just because they're older, we don't give up on them. And we want to, you know, want to keep... We want to keep them going and working for us. So what I'd suggest doing for those evergreens is using a product called Hollytone from Espoma.
Okay, we've got that, actually, because I heard that on your program, and my sister-in-law had mentioned it, too. So we did get some of that.
And so you definitely want to use that on the rhododendrons now is the time to be doing that. You'd use it again in the fall at half the rate. And then in the spring, you might want to use it next year just a little bit earlier than now. It's still fine to be doing it at this point. But if you do it a little bit earlier, you know, mid to late April, depending upon the weather and how the ground is freeze-thaw effect, and you guys had snow in April. So, you know, right now is the time for you to do it.
So are the holly in the same family as the rhododendrons? Because we actually have some azaleas in front of the holly, which actually are starting to bloom. I thought they would come through rather poorly, but they actually made it.
So rhododendrons and azaleas are in the same family. Holly is close to it, but they're all evergreen, so you'd be able to use all the same products.
Okay, and we're familiar with the Bonide products. There is a place here that we can order from. So
awesome.
Great. Thanks so much, Patrick. I appreciate
it. No problem. Good luck.
Thank you
so much. Have a great one. And we're going to go to a break. When we get back, more questions and answers for you guys. We'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Hollytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Tornado Alley's been active this weekend with dozens of tornadoes rolling through the Midwest and Southwest. Nebraska and Kansas saw about 40 tornadoes in Friday's nasty weather, and last night, at least 10 funnels were reported in parts of Oklahoma and Texas. No reports of any deaths from the storms, but this Oklahoma man's wife was injured. He had to rescue her after a twister toppled their home.
I tried to get her out, but that's how I hurt my knee, and I tried to tell her not to move because, you know, all that glass and stuff. And I don't know how she kept them. It's a miracle.
More twisters likely today in Louisiana, Missouri, and Mississippi. A Republican congressman breaks from his party saying President Trump has engaged in impeachable conduct. Justin Amash of Michigan saying that the Attorney General deliberately misrepresented Robert Mueller's Russia report, adding, quote, Trump has engaged in impeachable conduct. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. For our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to go right back into the phone line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Dick in Maine.
Dick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Last year, my tomato plants, they turned black. Not plants, I'm sorry. The fruit itself. And I had a soil analysis done, and they said the only thing they could find was it was high pH, acid. Can you help me with this?
Yeah, so the pH was acidic?
Yes, right.
Okay. Now, you could actually... Did it start when they turned black from the bottom up?
Mostly. Not always, but mostly.
Okay.
I lost about 60% of my tomatoes.
So there's a couple things going on there. It sounds like you have a blossom end rot that's starting, which comes in from a... calcium deficiency, and with having low pH, that could really affect it. Now, one way to work on that and work on both of them is to be using a calcitic lime, so a fast-acting lime, to bring up the pH and bring up the calcium levels. There's products out there that you can use. Natural Alternatives has a lime that you could use. You could also, there's a product out there from... Bonide, called, I believe it used to be called Lightning Lime, but it's a fast-acting lime as well. That one is a good one to build up the nutrients in there, build up the pH to get it higher for you. There's also There's also a product out there. So their lime is called Turf Turbo. That's a
Turf Turbo.
Yep, and that's from Bonide. Okay, that's a good one. It comes in a 30-pound bag, but you can actually use it in multiple applications. It's not just in the garden. It can be used in the lawn, etc., if you're looking for it. So that's a good one to help bring the pH up and to also help with the calcium in there. The other thing that I'm looking to see you use is it's like a blossom end rot spray. There is a spray called Rot Stop.
Rot?
Yep, Stop. Rot Stop. It ends tomato blossom end rot. Comes in a multiple size. It comes in a ready-to-use, so it's a trigger spray. And it also it comes in a concentrate. You can actually use that on the tomatoes to help spray to get that black from stopping. It's a
when
calcium.
When would you use that?
So you'd want to use that. I'm trying to think in my head when it should be used. There's so many different fertilizers and chemicals out there. I'm just trying to remember how often. It's usually right about the time, so usually once the tomatoes are starting to form, when they're little, you know, they're starting to form, the flowers are coming out, they've started to form a little bit, usually is when this disorder, if you will, starts to happen, okay?
Okay.
And so that's when you would start to spray it, okay?
Okay.
You'd want to use it multiple times every, you know, 5 to 7 days or 7 to 10 days.
Whoa, really?
To get this calcium in there. It's organic, so it's not going to affect, you know, the plant that the tomato that you eat itself. You're not going to use a lot of, you're not going to go crazy on it. You're going to, you know, if you have this ready to use, you're going to make a spray on the plant itself. You know, it's it does help that it helps take care of it. The calcium is the biggest deficiency when it comes to tomatoes that causes most of the damage.
Okay.
And if your pH being low and using that fast acting lime or the calcitic lime, that's going to help with both. It's going to help with some calcium. It's going to help with your pH and bring it up. And then this Rot Stop is one to be spraying on the plants itself for a foliar application.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Dick. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Richard in Canton, Mass.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Patrick, thank you for taking my call. I have three or four quick questions.
Okay.
The first is this the right time to apply a grub control?
So the grub control can be used very soon. I like to wait another, about the 1st of June to be putting it down. The grub control, you're looking at like the season-long grub control?
Yes.
I like to wait till about the 1st of January. Season-long grub controls last about 3 months. So I want to be able to put it down and get all of June, all of July, and all of August. And then towards September is when you can use like that, you know, spot treatment. But I like to use, if it's a grub control, that season long, like a grub beater or one of those, I'd want to wait until about June 1st.
Okay. The second question, and this is a problem that I think is going to be a little bit difficult for me to manage. I've had soil tests done in my flower garden, and what's come back is a very, very high phosphorus level. It's extraordinarily high. Basically, it's off the charts. And from talking with local nursery supply houses, what I'm finding is that in this part of the state, apparently, the phosphorus levels are very high naturally. So, that's contributing to a low flower production in the garden and flowers that are not thriving as much as they should. So my question is, how do I manage a very high phosphorus level? That in the lawn, what I've done is just used fertilizers that contain no phosphorus. But in the garden, I'm not sure. But those are all pretty much macro-level nutrients. Can you make a recommendation as to what I could do to offset that very high phosphorus level?
Definitely. I do have one follow-up question for you. Do you have that soil sample in front of you? Do you know if the magnesium levels are high?
The magnesium levels, most of the levels are in pretty good shape. The magnesium level, the saturation on it is rated at 8.2%, and the optimal range is between 10 and 20.
Okay. Now, interesting.
The only other level that's low is the potassium level.
Yep.
And that's the result on that was 139, and the range is 170 to 260.
Okay. Now, what did they say your pH was?
My soil pH is 5.4. I know that that's probably low. But I know how to take care of that. I can put down lime to take care of that.
So there's a couple things going on there. So with the pH being at the level it is at a 5.4, that's causing that's also causing a lot of the you're not getting as much fruit, you're not getting as much flowers, etc. You want it to be more in a neutral level in the sixes.
Sure.
That's going to help with that. For the phosphorus, to bring that level down or to go with it, you can actually use a there's a couple products out there. Natural Alternatives has a product called Sulfur with fertilizer in it. That sulfur actually will break down some of the phosphorus levels and allow it to flow through the soil a little bit easier. It helps break down all these micronutrients and allows them to be more active towards the plant that you're looking for it to use.
I got it. Okay.
You can also use a product out there called Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these products you could use at double the rate that the package says. I like to say that about 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Okay? So that 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet, you would do it in three intervals. You would do it, say you were to do it now, you do it again in 6 weeks, and then again in 6 weeks after that. Those intervals will really help bring those levels of phosphorus down, help leach the system out a little bit, and allow you to almost start fresh. At the same time, you can use a calcitic lime. You can use the Turf Turbo from Bonide, which is a fast-acting lime. It'd be the same. This lime can actually help bring up the soil pH about a full point in one season. If you use it at the same rate, you know, the 12 pounds per thousand in 6 week intervals as well. So you could put this Turf Turbo down and this other product, the sulfur with fertilizer or the Love Your Lawn, onto the ground, into the garden, to really bring up the pH and to clean out some of the other nutrients, like the phosphorus levels, and get them to be more active for the lawn and garden itself versus just sitting there. When it gets so high, it just sits and it doesn't work well. And so that's what you're looking to do is reduce that level, allow it to work with the organic matter that's there, and grow stronger.
Okay. That's helpful. In this flower garden, there is a lace cap hydrangea.
Okay.
And there's also a compact lilac.
Okay.
Now, I think the compact lilac, I can add lime around to encourage flowering. But that bush is doing well by itself. I guess the question that I have is that if I put down anything that's going to change the pH, I have to stay away from the hydrangea. And I've got three rose bushes in there. I guess the question is, if I stay a reasonable distance away from, like, for example, the hydrangea, which I think requires an acidic soil, will I compromise that by way of any lime, the effect of the lime bleeding into that area?
If you stay a reasonable amount away, you should be all right. That lilac that you have loves the acidic soil too, so that's why it's doing well there. But the hydrangeas, stay away from those. The roses, it wouldn't be terrible to keep them, to have it near it, but you can definitely keep a safe distance. Okay. I'm about to go to a break, Richard, so if you have some more questions, hang tight for me, and on the other side we'll answer.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Richard. He did have some questions about the garden and putting the lime too close to his hydrangea, his lilac. And as long as you keep a good barrier between the two of them, you should be all right. Just, you know, maybe don't go as heavy when it comes close to those areas. Does that seem to make sense, Richard?
Yeah, it does, Patrick. I kind of thought that, but I just wasn't sure how much the lime would travel in the soil. So I think I'll be okay with that, given what you've told me. I do have two additional questions. Some time ago, and this goes back, maybe a year and a half, possibly 2 years, I remember you speaking at the time, it was with your father, about a disease-resistant phlox. I have tall phlox, but each year I struggle with the fungus growth on it. And, I'm going to give it one more try this year and try to be a little bit more diligent with spray to control it. But if not, I think you mentioned a flux by the name of Volcano.
Yep.
That was flux resistant. Have any of your callers, you know, have had success with that particular flux?
Well, nobody had called in regards to it, but that flux, the Volcano one, is a very good one to have. It always gets that powdery mildew, right? That's one of the biggest issues.
It really is,
There are some other varieties out there. The paniculata, the flux paniculata, and the flux maculata that are... have some resistance to the powdery mildew. There's a couple out there. Alpha is one. David. Laura is one.
Mm-hmm.
Nora and Lee. Those are like some of the names, like the actual names of like people. Some better resistance to it. There's a couple others. I'm trying to think. A lot of the names would be better, but the Volcano Flux is definitely a good one as well.
Okay. This past winter, I had several plantings of bearberry. The low growing bush, I was going to dig them up, but they just, because they looked just like they were wiped out, like the appearance was that it looked like they had suffered a lot of winter burn. And I was going to dig them up, but when I was walking by them yesterday, they're starting to show green. Is that a normal? I don't remember that in past years, but do they really kind of dry out during the winter and come back, or
normally
is that
not
like an evergreen?
Normally not, but it usually is. We'll keep some of that vine look to it. But, you know, it's one of those things where the weather has been playing such a crazy game on us of when things are going to be good, etc. I'd rather look at it and say, it just needed some time to come back on, I do know that it's been happening where it'll turn the brown, and then all of a sudden it will just pop right back up green.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a normal type thing. Maybe, you know, fertilizing them a little bit early in the season could help using, you know, like a plant tone or one of the tones like that to help out. But I think I think that's kind of almost normal at this point.
Okay. Do you have time for one more question?
I have about 30 seconds left. If we can make it quick, I'll try.
Okay. I'm having trouble with boxwood.
Okay.
And it looks like a fungus growth. The leaves are turning pale. Do you have any suggestions?
When they turn pale like that, it usually means part of it's dying off. Take a look on the disease control. You can use Infuse or copper fungicide on it. Those two would be good options. One's organic, one's synthetic.
Okay, thank you
much. Have a great one.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.